Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is the Coast to Coast Radio Show, the World Series edition, and I'm your host, Ron Fitch. And today, I'm going to talk to Met fans and Kansas City Royals fans. The Royals fans, I'm going to tell you how you can put the Mets away. Met fans, I'm going to tell you how you can make a comeback, because this series is not over. I know Kansas City whooped up on the Mets. In Kansas City, I was very surprised because I had picked the Mets in seven. And, you know, that's still a possibility. But there's going to have to be some changes made. And the first change is they're going to have to want this. This is coming down to something very simple. They're going to have to want this more than Kansas City. I watched those two games, and I said Kansas City wants this more. They got back last year. They lost. Their heart was broken. They were dog determined to come back. And they said, we get back. We're going to be so focused. You're going to have to drive a stake through our heart to beat us. And the Mets found that out. You know, you're playing. You're just kind of rolling along. They're a major role. They would have swept the Dodgers if only they didn't make that dumb slide. And it went five, but the Mets were in control that series. They really dominated the Cubs. The Cubs never led. So they were never really pushed. Thinking, man, the Royals are going to push the Mets, and I'm wondering if they were ready because they haven't been pushed. Familia hasn't been hit. Familia has had an easy, just 1-2-3 inning, 1-2-3 inning. And I said, they're going to hit him. I don't know if they're going to get a run off him. How does that affect the Mets? And lo and behold, game one, 4-3, Mets ahead. I said, oh, Familia's in, and Mets should win. And Alex Gordon takes him deep. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that's the first time the Mets have to deal with a little adversity. And they didn't deal with it really good. I'm going to tell you what happened. The Mets should have had a bigger lead in 4-3. They've had runners on base all series, and none of the big hitters have done their job. And stats don't lie. You look at the Mets stats right now, other than Lucas Duda, who's batting .444, Murphy is batting .222. Two early singles or a double single, a double. And that's it. The power, they pitched him inside. What they did was smart. They got his head and said, we're going to throw at you. We're going to throw inside all day long. And then what they did, they would go inside. Then they go outside. And a lot of times they'd go outside. I didn't think Murphy's thinking now. And the Royals scouted the Mets perfectly. And they do a lot of quick pitching. And Familia was going to go with the quick pitch. Now, the Royals were scouted. They were told, this guy is a quick pitcher. So Alex Gordon is going up there thinking, okay, I'm waiting for this quick pitch. Lo and behold, Familia didn't make no adjustments. And he quick pitches Alex Gordon. Alex Gordon takes him deep. He crushed that ball to the far part of the ballpark, a big ballpark at Royals Stadium, and he took him deep and tied the score. And after the game, he said, I knew the quick pitch was coming. That, if you're a Mets fan, you got to be bothered by that. If Familia throws 95 miles an hour, why are you quick pitching? The World Series is not really up for gimmicks. You got to use your game. And Harvey didn't do his job. Three runs in the first game, and the Royals hit him. Because the Royals hit fastballs. And they hit him, and they hit him hard. And then they hit DeGrom hard. Basically, the Royals beat the Mets best. They beat the Dark Knight. Then they beat DeGrom, their real best pitcher. Then they beat the unhittable reliever. So the Mets have taken this hit. Now their other electrifying young pitcher, Noel Syndergaard, is going to be pitching. He pitches great at home. And I'm going to tell you, if I'm Noel Syndergaard, I'm not doing what DeGrom did DeGrom got hit hard. Singles, there's a lot of singles, but they were just waiting for him. I'm not going to do what predecessors are. I'm going to challenge the Royals with my best stuff because he throws 100 miles an hour. I'm going to throw my 100 mile an hour fastball. I'm going to throw my changeup at Alcides Escobar, who's really, he's batting almost 400 in the postseason. I'm going to challenge Escobar with my changeup to start. He's a first ball fastball hitter. I'm going to throw my breaking ball. I'm going to do what he doesn't think I'm going to do. But then the other hitters, I challenge them with my 100-mile-an-hour fastball. If they hit it, they hit it. And I'm going to sprinkle in the changeup because they have a great changeup. But if I'm throwing 100 miles an hour and they're fouling them off and fouling them off and fouling them off, I can break them off with the changeup then. You have to use your best stuff, but you have to use it wisely. Now, as far as the pitcher, I think that the key is the Mets have to get quality hitting from their from Lucas Duda, continuing to do that, and continuing to have Granderson, who's on base a lot. He's not, you know, the average doesn't show up, but he's a pest. You know, he's brought it in the he's done a fantastic job of getting on base. And he's going to have to continue that in I was going to say Shea Stadium, Citi Field. And the fans are going to have to be allowed. The Mets fans are going to have to do what they have to do. You know, it's going to be a great, great matchup. And also, I think that another key is getting out early. And the Mets have to get a bigger lead than one run. Because the Royals are relentless. You're up, say you're up 3-1, they come right back 3-3. They don't care that they're in Citi Field either. I mean, the crowd is going to help, but they're not intimidated. They don't care. So that's what's the problem, is they just don't care. And you have to know that. And you know, and I'm going to tell you something else. Your Daniel Ventura, the pitcher for the Royals tonight, he has electrifying stuff too. He throws 100 miles an hour. The problem is he can get ready. He's a very emotional guy. And if the Shea Stadium, they know that. This is a savvy Met crowd. So they're going to go, Yerlando, Yerlando. They're going to be all over him. And does Ventura crack? That's the key. Okay, we have a caller. Okay.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing? This is Coast to Coast Radio Show.
This is Pastor Friday from Virginia. How are you?
How are you? Well, we are getting ready for the World Series in New York, and the Mets are down 0-2. And I basically told everybody that Kansas City simply wanted it more in those first two games.
I agree, but I think they've wanted it more for the last 2 years. These guys are tough. They are tough baseball players. And to be honest, I haven't really seen anything like this. We need more people with heart like that in all the sports. I'd take a few of those hearts and put them in the
NBA. Yeah, this is an old school kind of toughness these guys got. They don't care that they don't care that they're on the road. They went down in the eighth inning, 6-0 to the Astros, ready to get eliminated. They'd get 6 runs, and you could tell they knew it was coming. They weren't nervous at all. That's the only thing that scares me about this series for the Mets, is that their opponent doesn't care. They don't care that they're down. I think the Mets have to get up about 7-0 tonight. They got to get a big lead, rattle Ventura, and make this comfortable, because this is – and another thing, the Dodgers and Cubs did not do the Mets favors by not really showing up and competing hard against the Mets. The Mets were not prepared for this kind of – and they even said it – for this kind of challenge. Because they're, you know, Harvey and DeGrom used to throw in fastballs, blowing the Cubs and Dodgers away, you know, not really having a high IQ at the plate. These guys have a high IQ, so they're going to foul off the tough pitchers and then get their pitch and hit it. And I just think when you're dealing with a strikeout pitcher and the pitcher doesn't get strikeouts, it messes with his head.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And I like the way that they're pitching to Murphy. They're coming inside on him. And I don't know. These guys have something that you can't touch. You can't put your hand on it. They have it, and I think the Mets were happy to be in the World Series, but these guys won't be happy unless they're holding the trophy.
They're not going to be sad. They are on a holy mission to win. And the Mets better scrap that. We're happy to be there. They better come tonight. The crowd will be electric, and they'll be fine. They better come to play tonight. You know, Syndergaard, I say he's just got to throw it 100 mile an hour fastball. Even though they're going to hit it, he's just got to dial it up at 100 because he could play around with the changeup and stuff. But Kansas City hits that too. So you just got to pitch your best and throw your best stuff and hope for the best. It's just that.
I watch these guys play. I watch these guys play, and I ask myself, how did they ever lose a game? You know, it's like.
I watched them all year. Yeah, they let up a little once they won the division.
Yeah, I don't follow baseball as hard as I follow some of the other sports, and so I'm looking at this lineup and I'm like, who are these guys? And every single one of them is showing me who they are every night. It's crazy. They are absolute. I like that team. I'm almost a Royals fan.
Listen, a lot of people in the country are really kind of leaning toward that, where they're falling in love with this kind of hard-nosed team. And that's, they just have to say, listen, we've won all the big games we have all year. We got to do it at home. We got to get 2 out of 3 at home and then try to get Cueto back. I've never seen Cueto pitch like this. I'm a Cubs fan. You're a Dodger fan. We've hit Cueto hard. So I'm thinking, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he went but 9 innings. He saved the bullpen. They're fresh as a daisy tonight.
Yeah. But, you know, this is a big thing because I think in sports, atmosphere has a lot to do with confidence, you know.
Yes.
And you're around a bunch of guys who are gritty. They're not giving up. They never say die. They would bring that extra gear out of a guy who had it in them but could no other team could get it out of them. They would get that out of them.
That's a very good analogy. Listen, I got to let you go. Tomorrow I do my radio regular show. I'm doing West Coast. I got a West Coast reporter, so you're going to really enjoy that. So I will be looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, he's totally right. And the Mets have to want it as much as the Royals do. And the crowd will maybe the City Field crowd will impose their will tonight because they're going to be rocking in New York. New York's a different kind of crowd. Kansas City's the loudest crowd I've seen. New York is right there, maybe second. But it's a New York thing where they tried to enter, whether it's the Mets or the Yankees in the playoffs. And then they're going to need it tonight, and they're going to need Syndergaard to pitch, and Mets, and the Dark Knight's going to have to do better than what he's done. He makes me nervous sometimes under pressure. But we'll see if he gets to game 5 or 6. But the Mets have to win tonight. But we'll see.